Chapter 13. The Great Mystery. A wise woman understands that her husband's need to be honored is not based on his performance, but on his nature and his God-ordained position. She learns quickly to defer to his ideas or plans with enthusiasm. She looks for ways to reverence him. She knows this is God's will for her life. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians 5:32-33. There are 12 mysteries in God's word, but only the 7th is listed as the great mystery. Each mystery is a strange, beautiful truth, which is hard for us to understand. The old Webster's Dictionary defines mystery as something hidden from human knowledge and fitted to inspire a sense of awe, especially something incomprehensible through being above human intelligence, an enigma, anything artfully made difficult. Jesus wants us for a friend. He wants a companion, someone with whom to discuss ideas. He wants a playmate, someone with whom to laugh and enjoy life. He wants a buddy with whom to spend time. He wants a lover, someone to care about, and someone to care about him. He wants a helpmeet, someone to share in his work of creation and management. He wants to be a groom, and he wants the church to be his bride. This is the great mystery. He seeks to create in me and my relationship to my husband a working scale model of his relationship to the church throughout all eternity. Amazing as it sounds, marriage between a man and a woman is what God chose as the closest example of Christ's relationship to his bride, the church. You are part of eternity when you submit to your husband. Submission, reverence, and honor are virtues God seeks to establish in his son's bride. Your marriage to your husband is preparing you for your marriage to Christ. You may say, but it would be easy being married to Christ. Then you don't know your Bible. What if your husband required you to offer your son upon an altar as a burnt sacrifice? That is what God required of Abraham. What if your husband killed you for lying? That is what God did to Sapphira. For a woman to usurp authority over a man is an affront to God Almighty. Like treason in the camp, it would be like a man taking authority over Christ, or like the church becoming jealous of Jesus' leadership and taking authority unto itself. It would be doing just what Lucifer did when he said in Isaiah 14:13-14, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. Lucifer, like Eve, was not satisfied with his station in God's eternal program. He tried to jump rank and ascend higher on the chain of command. God cast him down, as he will do with men and women who attempt to live beyond their created positions. Knowing that my role as a wife typifies the church's relationship to Christ has molded my life. As I reverence my husband, I am creating a picture of how we, the church, should reverence Christ. You have wondered why God would tell us to do such a thing as to reverence our husbands. Now you know. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church, and the woman see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians 5:32. Reverence, to revere, to be in awe, fear mingled with respect and esteem. Obedience is doing what you know the other person wants you to do. Submission is your heart giving over to the other person's will. Reverence is more than just doing what a man expects or demands. It is an act of the woman's will to treat him with a high degree of regard and awe. Obedience, submission, and reverence were all acts of the will and are not based on feelings. Showing deference toward one's husband is an act of reverence toward the God who placed you in that role.